I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering. It's a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, and it's being hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Holy Bible, Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Isaiah. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? From Psalms. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Now from the New Testament, Matthew and the Acts. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. At that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he might receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Mark, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And finally, from 1 Corinthians, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now from Christian Science Textbook by Mary Baker Eddy. When the destination is desirable, expectation speeds our progress. The discoverer of Christian Science finds the path less difficult when she has the high goal always before her thoughts than when she counts her footsteps in endeavoring to reach it. In childhood, she often listened with joy to these words falling from the lips of her saintly mother. God is able to raise you up from sickness. And she pondered the meaning of that scripture she so often quotes. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. True Christianity is to be honored wherever found. But when shall we arrive at the goal which that word implies? In the midst of imperfection, perfection is seen and acknowledged only by degrees. The ages must slowly work up to perfection. How long it must be before we arrive at the demonstration of scientific being, no man knoweth, not even the Son, but the Father. But the false claim of error continues its delusions until the goal of goodness is assiduously earned and won. Already the shadow of his right hand rests upon the hour. Ye who can discern the face of the sky, the sign material, how much more should ye discern the sign mental, encompass the destruction of sin and sickness by overcoming the thoughts which produce them, and by understanding the spiritual idea which corrects and destroys them. To reveal this truth was our Master's mission to all mankind, including the hearts which rejected him. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. The substance of all devotion is the reflection and demonstration of divine love, healing sickness and destroying sin. Our Master said, If ye love me, keep my commandments. The great miracle to human sense is divine love. And the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. This goal is never reached while we hate our neighbor, or entertain a false estimate of anyone whom God has appointed to voice his word. One must fulfill one's mission without timidity or dissimulation. For to be well done, the work must be done unselfishly. Jesus established in the Christian era the precedent for all Christianity, theology, and healing. Our Master said to every follower, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Christians are under as direct orders now as they were then, to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ spirit, to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick as well as the sinning. Today, the healing power of truth is widely demonstrated as an imminent eternal science instead of a phenomenal exhibition. Its appearing is the coming anew of the gospel of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This coming, as was promised by the Master, is for its establishment as a permanent dispensation among men. But the mission of Christian Science now, as in the time of its earlier demonstration, is not primarily one of physical healing. Now, as then, signs and wonders are wrought in the metaphysical healing of physical disease. But these signs are only to demonstrate its divine origin, to attest the reality of the higher mission of the Christ power to take away the sins of the world. Question: how can I progress most rapidly in the understanding of Christian Science? Answer: study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit. Adhere to the divine principle of Christian Science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. While respecting all that is good in the church or out of it, one's consecration to Christ is more on the ground of demonstration than of profession. In conscience, we cannot hold to beliefs outgrown, and by understanding more of the divine principle of the deathless Christ, we are enabled to heal the sick and to triumph over sin. A definition of church: the structure of truth and love. Whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and has found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick. Truth's immortal idea is sweeping down the centuries, gathering beneath its wings the sick and sinning. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself, when he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. I love mankind and shall continue to labor and to endure. Since the divine light of Christian Science first dawned upon the author, she has never used this newly discovered power in any direction which she fears to have fairly understood. Her prime object, since entering this field of labor, has been to prevent suffering, not to produce it. Christian Science is not an exception to the general rule that there is no excellence without labor in a direct line. In order to apprehend more, we must put into practice what we already know. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still, small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Unless the harmony and immortality of man are becoming more apparent, we are not gaining the true idea of God, and the body will reflect what governs it, whether it be truth or error, understanding or belief, spirit or matter. Therefore, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Be watchful, sober, and vigilant. The way is straight and narrow, which leads to the understanding that God is the only life. It is a warfare with the flesh, in which we must conquer sin, sickness, and death, either here or hereafter. Certainly, before we can reach the goal of spirit or life in God.